Today's liturgy speaks to us of the temple, the building up of the temple. And the last words in the first reading, see, I make all things new. And the one saying that is the one sitting on the throne. It's our Lord himself. And that is because today we celebrate for us Franciscans the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Francis, where our Seraphic Father is entombed, where is also enshrined the first dwelling place of the first companions of St. Francis. It's a little hole in the ground actually called Virgo Torto, and it's right there on the grounds of the sacred basilica. And we see this theme, this building up of the church, the building stones, using the stones. It's actually quite a central theme in the Gospels. Because we, the members of the church, are those stones. And the Lord is building up his church with us, he himself being the cornerstone. Another analogy that's used frequently for the church is that of the mystical body of Christ, where Christ is the head and we are the members. Yet we are all one. And the point our Lord is making here in the Gospel passage we've just heard is that we who follow him are those members. We are those sheep. Again, another favorite analogy used in the scriptures, both in the Old and the New Testament, the shepherd who watches over his sheep. And Christ, in this case, is that shepherd, the good shepherd, as we saw only about 2 weeks ago, which was Good Shepherd Sunday. And we are the sheep, if we follow him. And that's the other point the Lord is making here. Because they've all gathered around him, now tell us openly that if you are the Messiah. And note how he responds, well, I did tell you, but you don't believe. You saw my works, the miracles, you still don't believe. Why? Because you are not of my sheep. And why are they not of the sheep? Because they refuse to believe. They won't follow. But if we do follow, we are the true sheep, we follow, then we will follow him. We will listen to his voice and we will follow him, as sheep do their shepherd. So he is telling us, we must follow. We must listen to him. And we must follow and we become those very building stones, the stones which make up the temple of our Lord. And then finally, a particular phrase, because he begins to speak of the Father again, who is greater than all, but he has given all to our Lord, because he's the Son. And the final phrase, the Father and I are one. You read the Gospel of St. John, you're going to find that phrase in nearly every chapter. Right, there are two points the Lord makes in nearly every chapter of the Gospel, all the way up to the Passion of our Lord. That he is one with the Father. He is God. He is, then, therefore, that Messiah. He is. And that he came in obedience to the Father. He is doing the will of his Father, always. So the key word to our response is obedience. We must follow. And that's another theme that our Lord takes up throughout the Gospel. Pick up your cross and follow me. So it is a way of sacrifice. It is a way of penance. But it is the way that will lead to our salvation. See, to our holiness. Therefore, we must follow. And then we go back to that final word in the first reading, because that's exactly what we celebrate today, really. This founding of the order of the Order of St. Francis, the first basilica. Right? This is where St. Francis actually started. the chapel known as the cradle of the order would be, that's the Porta Cinclu, which is just down in the valley, just below the sacred convent where the basilica is. The basilica was built in order to entomb St. Francis. But but it again recalls to mind that whole thing, I make all things new. He's turning us, all of us, by using us as we follow him, to turn us into, to bring us, to make us what? The new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. That golden city, as it were, that is all of us together, united with God. And that is paradise. That is where our Lord is leading us. Let us then follow, just as he bids us, always, in that total obedience, total adherence to him, always, that he may bring us into that new Jerusalem, into that union with himself, with God. Praised be Jesus and Mary.